I think it was a success. We rotated a lot of guys in there, obviously through injury or through guys coming in. So to see the way the guys performed, the way we played after going 0-8, just kind of towards the end, it was just too much for us to handle. You know, too many guys went down, but we kept fighting, and that's what you want to see. So obviously that's something we can build on, and hopefully we can do that.
What happened on the fumble? How did the ball?
He just made a good play. I don't think he touched the ball. I think he hit like the back of my tricep or something, and I was trying to brace myself for the fall and should have just kept two hands on the ball, and it just squirted out. So they did a good job trying to attack the ball all day, and it was a good play on them, on their part.
What kind of emotions, if any, did you have taking off the gear this time compared to any other final game of the season?
No emotions. You go out there and give it all you got and play the best you can, and then, you hope that's good enough. And so I thought everyone out there played hard. You know, we just didn't execute the way we wanted to. And they have a good defense. You know, Mathis obviously coming off the edge, but they in the secondary, their linebackers played well today. So we just got to continue to build off what we did throughout this year, and hopefully next year we can keep that going with the addition of Blackman coming back and Cecil coming back healthy. Obviously with Mercedes and a lot of the young guys we have played, we have a lot of depth, and that's what we're starting to gain this from this year.
What will this offseason be like from you from a health standpoint? How will it be different from last year, what you had to endure?
I'm not going to have surgery, so that's a positive thing. And it's going to go back to what I usually do, start training a couple weeks from now and just start slowly working my way back into it and just building myself up and getting ready for whoever I play for at the next year.
Are you excited to see what this will be like as a free agent and, kind of seeing what the market looks like?
It's crazy. People talk about how it's hard when you don't know what to expect. You could talk to so many people. I my deal is I'm going to let my agent handle it. I'm going to go back and get into the best shape I can be and just try to come back and do what I can do for whoever it may be.
Yeah, they're a great team, They played like a playoff caliber team, and all credit to them.
What you guys in this league, you measure wins and losses as success, but there's some underlying theme here this year that this kind of was a successful season in a way. How do you guys look at it?
Well, we look at it as we grew a lot from the first game, Just growing, we got a lot better, but there's still so much ways we can improve every day and every game. So, you want to go into this offseason and get better there so we can come back next year and be a force.
You like a rookie anymore?
Nah, well, coming to the season, I didn't want anyone to call me a rookie. I didn't want to feel like it's my rookie year and you make mistakes, oh, he's just a rookie. I didn't want to put that type of acceptance or underlining, success over it. So I just have to ask my coaches and hope that I wasn't a disappointment because, I just want to do my best and as an individual and try to grow other people around me every time I have the chance.
Now the losing season, 4-12, does this one feel a little different because of what you guys did in the second half, maybe what you built?
Yeah, it feels a lot different. Obviously we didn't get off to the start that we wanted to get off on. But the way we hung in there and continue to just work hard and come to work every day and focus on really displaying our style, I think that we came out and did that. That's some things that we would want back, but I feel like we crescendoed in a way towards the end of the season, and if we can just go ahead and bottle this up going into next year, we'll be good.
How this goes, there's a lot of speculation about your contract and what they might do in the offseason. How much you want to be a part of it?
Man, I don't want to go nowhere. I'm comfortable. I love the coaching staff. I love just the environment, what it is. Obviously, me finishing my eighth year, I've seen a lot of things go on throughout this league, and I doubt if there's anywhere that's better than here.
How proud are you of what you did in the second half to be part of that off? You put up numbers that were similar, like in half a year, to what you did in 10 in that Pro Bowl season. I mean, to feel good to be part of that offense a little
bit.
No question.
Like I said before, with that calf injury, I didn't have a chance to grow with the offense. I think considering how many games that I did come back in and when I really started feeling healthy, we started pushing the envelope a little bit to give me the rock. And I just appreciate them believing in me and trusting me and putting the ball to where I can go up and do what I do and make my plays.
You're going to be lobbying for 32 to come back?
No question.
Regardless of our record, that didn't work out the way we wanted it to, but we're building the proper foundation for this organization, for this team. I mean, that was evident the second half of the year when things started to come together for us. So we're heading in the right direction. We're nowhere near where we want to be, But the foundation is built, and we're going to move forward.
How happy are you with what you did this year? You know, numbers-wise, or at least play-wise, on tape, it looks like one of your better seasons.
I mean, the thing is, you're never satisfied, you know, because there's so many. You look back, and so there's more plays out there that we could have made, and we haven't. I don't think any of us have maximized our true potential yet, and that's the ultimate goal. You know, when you're playing at your absolute highest level, and we're not there. We're not there at all. So that's going to be the goal moving forward.
This game disappointing. You had to play uphill and sort of were out of it quick.
Hey, this was a tough one, you know, because defensively they got on us quick, scored fast, and then we're trying to play catch up. You know, so against a playoff caliber team like that, we have to be able to start faster so we can be in more advantageous situations.
The goal line with you and Leroy collided. Interception.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that was a play. You know, you get your hand on it. He gets his hand on it. It's one of those things that maybe if I don't touch it, he intercepts it. You know, just one of those things. That's one of those big plays you'd like to have back, because that's a game-changing play if you make it. So that's where we're at this year. Close, but not good enough.